USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The West is in the grips of a heat wave with record-setting temperatures and an elevated wildfire risk. The National Weather Service says temps in several western states could hit over 100 degrees over the next several days. Parts of the Southwest could see highs in the 120s, with multiple record highs expected to be broken. With much of the West already seeing drought conditions, red flag warnings have been issued in parts of five states, meaning critical fire conditions are occurring. A combination of strong winds and low humidity is expected, which could significantly increase the chances of a wildfire igniting. And Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell said Monday that Senate Republicans would block a Biden Supreme Court nominee in 2024 if the GOP were to win back control of the chamber. Speaking with radio host Hugh Hewitt, McConnell said that if a vacancy opens up in 3 years, he would take the same approach as he did in 2016 and not bring a nominee forward for a vote. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Following what he's deemed a successful summit with NATO leaders, President Biden is looking ahead to a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest, in the interest of the world, to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Biden will meet with Putin on Wednesday in Geneva, where he's also expected to discuss a recent wave of cyber attacks originating from Russia, among a wide range of topics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Health experts are expressing concerns as the Delta variant of the coronavirus is taking hold in the United States. The strain, first identified in India, currently accounts for about 10% of all new COVID cases in the country. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb said over the weekend that he believes the Delta variant will soon become the dominant strain in the U.S., like it already has in the U.K. Dr. Teresa Amato is the Director of Emergency Medicine at Long Island Jewish Forest Hills and shares Dr. Gottlieb's concern. She tells CBS News that the Delta variant has shown itself to be a more dangerous strain, which is another reason to get more people vaccinated.
The concern I think a lot of us have is this variant is now about 10% of our cases here in the United States. So it's not going anywhere. If anything, it's just going to increase. The scary part of that also is that if we look at India and China, the folks who have the Delta variant are actually sicker. They're higher risk of getting ICU admissions and a higher risk of death. So we really don't want this virus to continue to be transmitted. So for folks who are not vaccinated, I would say you're still going to have to take the precautions that we were having, you know, before the vaccines came out. And we can feel pretty reassured if you've had both of your vaccines, there's good effective immunity with these two vaccines, the two-shot vaccine, to the variant. So that's hopeful.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.